Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. For years, Tennessee has been taking Social Security benefits from orphans. Now, the federal government is asking Governor Bill Lee to end the practice. Since 2019, the state has diverted more than $30 million from orphans in its custody whose guardians have died. The Tennessean reports the Department of Children's Services uses the benefits to pay for the children's care while in custody until they leave or age out of the system. Then they return the leftover money to the Social Security Administration. The head of the Federal Department of Health and Human Services wrote to Lee back in December, calling the practice, quote, contrary to the best interests of children and offering templates for executive orders to end it. He noted these funds are sometimes the only financial support that deceased parents leave their children. Lee has not signed an order to change the state's practice. A spokesperson for his office says he is committed to ensuring vulnerable children have the resources they need. DCS Commissioner Margie Quinn tells lawmakers that giving children their survivor benefits could make them ineligible for other aid programs. Tennessee's rural hospital closure rate is the highest in the country. When there's no hospital, people depend even more heavily on local clinics like federally qualified health centers. It might be more well known in North Nashville, but Matthew Walker Comprehensive Health Center has branched out to more rural areas. Shatiqua Jamerson runs programs for the clinic. She said organizations like hers exist to fill these gaps.
We try to provide as many services as we can with what we have. We can't be a hospital. We try to at least provide the essentials. If you're coming here and you can get an exam and you can get a physical, or right now you have a cough, we can catch that early versus 6 months down the road and it's turned into pneumonia or something heavy where you have to be in a hospital that's probably an hour and a half away from your family.
Jamerson spoke on an episode of This is Nashville that was part of the Healthcare Hollow series that examines the hospital closure crisis and what can be done to reverse it. The series was made possible in part by the NIHCM Foundation. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.